Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com.
Are you ready?
It is the most unpredictable segment of this show. Any time of the week, this is now the time when I get to geek out with Zeke Stout. And you're on vacation.
Yes, sir. I am. I'm down on the Gulf Coast and enjoying some time there, but also working. I'm physically on vacation, but mentally and also physically doing some work. I'm working on some builds for the school, MGS Trade School. And, we've got some new programs coming up that are going to be fun, that are going to have some builds in the Advanced Gunsmithing 2 course. So that's really, really cool. And so I've been working on those while I'm here.
So, I mean, that sort of defeats the purpose of, I mean, you're out there on the Gulf Coast, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
This should be like Instagram heaven.
It would be, but I haven't really done Instagram a lot lately. I've just posted a few things and, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, when I go on vacation, I go on vacation. And Instagram and social media in general for me has always been kind of work. I've never really had a social media outlet where it was just me posting cool things I do in my life. You know, I usually would post stuff related to the industry or stuff I was doing in the industry. And yeah, I do on my Instagram. I'll post like, if I go to a concert or something like that, but I try to keep my personal life kind of private. And part of that, I had a training once, firearms training, where we kind of went into a situational awareness mindset, especially for kids or if you have kids. And in the old days, you know, we grew up being told, don't take candy from strangers. Don't talk to strangers.
Right.
Stay away from strangers. With social media now, there's no more strangers. You know, somebody could just get on if I posted a lot about my kids and my family, they could get on my Facebook, see who my kids' aunts and uncles are, what softball tournament, baseball tournament they played in, know my date of birth, my name, my sisters, my cousins. And then when they go to try to snag my kids, they're like, hey, you know, I know your dad's Zeke and blah, 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 blah. And all the stranger stuff is gone.
Right.
So in a kid's mind, oh, well, they know my aunt Sarah, you know, so this isn't a stranger. But really that person just followed everything I did on social media. Same thing with, you know, just simple thing as robbing a house. You know, if I posted, although now I'm on a radio show telling everybody I'm on vacation. you know, if I posted, hey, down in Florida this week, blah, 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 then anybody that wants to go rob where I live, they now know I'm not there. You know, so it's a situational awareness thing for me when it comes to vacations and stuff like that.
See, on my social media, I'll post all the cool gun stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like the latest post I did was nothing like waking up and realizing your combat master is dirty, and I got a picture of my Terran Tactical Innovations combat master on top of a bunch of cleaning supplies on my coffee on my breakfast table next to my coffee cup. And right, that's doing right. Well. But I'll also get out there and go, look at this new bonsai thing I made.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that's following me is very confused. They get really confused by everything I'm doing. Other than that, all of my kids are grown up and they all carry guns. So if they want to snatch them, well, do it at your own risk.
Yeah,
that's an advantage of being older, Zeke.
Yeah, I've got the younger ones. One of them's a teenager, but other than that, it's definitely there. And trying to get them to be situational aware and keep their head on a swivel with these little boxes we hold in our hands with all this information, a.k.a. TikTok,
It's
hard to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, the phone, the mobile phone, which should be a revolution, is actually... I mean, there's whole YouTube channels in the UK devoted to people walking into things while they're on their mobile phone.
Yep.
But listen, let's see. We got about 3 minutes left in this segment. I get to live vicariously through you because I've been wondering about the SIG P365 macro, which you have gone out and gotten.
Yes. And I am excited to talk about it because lots of people have been trying to put a lot of rounds in a very slim, compact pistol for concealed carry. And SIG has used the magic wizardry and made it work. But not only that, but I will venture to say I haven't put a lot of rounds through it yet. I put about 4 magazines through.
Right.
This may be the perfect carry gun if it survives some, a few thousand rounds and still shooting good. So I will venture to say that, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
But I mean, the thing about it is that with the P365, which I just got rid of mine.
Right.
And I'll tell you why I got rid of it. You're going to faint when you find out why I got rid of it. But the P365, when it first came out, it was.
You traded for a high point?
I not too far off. In terms of cost, right now, after holding it in my hand and holding the P365 in my hand, I decided for that size gun, if I'm going to carry that size gun, I would rather carry the Taurus G3C.
Okay.
Because that size gun is to me, it's not a fighting gun. It's a gun you carry when you need to carry a gun. And see, I think the macro is probably a fighting gun. I think it has ascended to being a fighting gun. But I think what happened is that SIG recognized when they made the P365 that they were like, this is pretty good, but it's actually sort of small. So they came out with the XL. And everybody adopted the XL. So then they were like, well, obviously they sort of like the form factor, but they want something bigger, so let's do the macro. So how much bigger is the macro than the XL?
It is almost smack dab between the XL and the Glock 19.
Okay.
It's that perfect middle ground, but much slimmer than the Glock 19, which I really enjoy.
Now, the other thing is that with the P365, which I could shoot, I did not consider it to be shootable, which for me, shootable means this is a gun I'm going to take to a class. Is the macro shootable? Would you take it to a class?
Ooh, should I make this a cliffhanger before the next segment?
You can make it. When we get back, we'll find out from Zeke Stout whether or not the P365 macro is a gun he would take to a class and fire 1,500 rounds out of it. He is also the chief poobah at MGS Trade School, and this is where you can get a new career for less than the cost of a pretty decent couch. No student loans to forgive. You're going to be good to go, and you're going to actually get out of there with a marketable skill. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Zeke Stout. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We don't particular. There's no particular agenda. We do promote MGS Trade School, but that's not why we do it. We do it to have some fun.
Absolutely.
And I just asked you, is the would you take the SIG P365 macro and carry that as your primary gun into a pistol class of some sort, where you're going to shoot 1,000, 1,500 rounds in the afternoon?
I will start with a yes, and then I'll do that long explanation that everybody annoys you with on Facebook ads. but I'll start with the yes. You know, on Facebook ads, they'll go into the explanation. You got to read like five pages before you get to the last line that says yes. So I was in a local shop near me, and I said, let me see it. Let me see the macro. And they handed it to me, and you and I have talked about it on the show before. I'm a big guy. I'm 6'7". I got
right.
big hands.
Right.
And the 365 XL was just, everybody raved over it, but it just still felt a little bit too tiny for me. You know, I want something, you know, if I'm going to have a situation happen, I want something where I feel comfortable with it. And I just never felt comfortable with 365 XL. But they handed me this macro, and in my mind, I look at it, and it still looks tiny. I mean, not compared to the XL. It's bigger than the XL, but it just has that tiny look. And in my mind, I'm looking at it going, oh, whatever, it's another one. And as soon as he put it in my hands, I was like, oh. This feels really nice.
Right.
So I do what everybody does in our modern age of information. I went back to the house and I started watching YouTube videos. So, you know, all our friends that we have that have done these videos on the macro, there's not a whole lot out because it's relatively new, but I watched pretty much every single one. Everybody was just raving everything. The only thing that a few people didn't talk about is there are, I don't know exactly how to definitively call this. It looks compensated, but I've always been taught to have an actual compensated pistol, the barrel has to have the cuts matching the cuts in the slide.
Right.
So I'm thinking that the barrel is extending all the way to the end of the slide like any other defensive pistol. And that those are just slides, like Smith & Wesson's custom shop calls them lightenings, not lightning like boom, lightning and thunder, but lightning like make it lighter slides. So I'm thinking that's why those are there. But then I look, and the barrel is recessed back behind those cuts in front of the slide. So what it's doing, it actually is compensating. And I don't know if we have to redefine compensated because there's no ports in the barrel. But that gas is coming out, and before it goes out the end of the slide, it's pushing up through these ports in the top of the slide that keeps the muzzle down. And that was fascinating to me, just watching the videos. And I was like, I don't know. I'm going to have to feel this myself. And I've shot other tiny pistols, tiny 9mm before. And the Bodyguard, you're not sponsored by Smith & Wesson, are you?
No.
Okay, Bodyguard's one of the worst shooting 380 tiny itty bitty pistols I've ever shot. excuse me, I need a cough button. That's what mute's for, right? But anyways, I shot that Bodyguard the first time at 10 yards, and my grouping was like 4 foot in diameter. I'm like, what in the world? So I brought it into 10 feet, and it still was maybe a 2 foot group. And I'm like, this is insane. And I've had people say, oh, well, you just weren't shooting right. You went, well, maybe it's my big hands. There's all kinds of different reasons, but I'm not trying to be cocky, but I'm a decent shot, and I couldn't shoot that Bodyguard to save my life. So I kind of was worried about the size of this being like that. And I took it out there. And let me tell you, I started off at 10 feet. I started off close. And I had about a 2-inch grouping with one full magazine.
Mm.
And I'm like, ooh, okay, this is decent. But I wasn't paying attention to the recoil yet. I was just kind of wanting to see what my grouping was. So I did another target at 10 feet, and the recoil was flat. I mean, it was like shooting a full-size P320. And I'm like, this is getting really good. It does feel, and this is just simple physics. If people listening don't understand, one of my pet peeves in the gun industry is how people are always getting these large bore guns and they're wanting to make them lighter and lighter and lighter.
Right.
And it's like, you know, the weight of a gun absorbs a lot of the recoil. So if you're getting these big bore calibers, why are you wanting to make the gun lighter? Anyways, that's a whole nother show we could do that on. But, you know, it does, you kind of feel a perceived bigger recoil. It just has a little more punch to it just because it's lighter. It doesn't have the weight of a P320. But as far as muzzle rise, it's almost identical to a P320. And I think a lot of it has to do with that, whatever we're going to call it. If we're going to call it compensated, well, it's compensated. If it's just slide cuts that let the gas go up and push the muzzle down, whatever. But just that caveat, the barrel is not ported. So technically, I don't know if we're allowed to call it a compensator, but that's what it does. It does the exact same thing that a compensator would do. And so that muzzle ride was perfect. It was flawless. So then I pushed it out to about 10 yards. And once again, it wasn't as tight as that 10 feet away, but I still had a good 3-inch grouping. Then I pushed it out to 15 and the grouping didn't get much bigger. Maybe pushed 3.5-4 inches at that. But we're talking about, and I know some people are like, oh, I want a 1-inch, 2-inch. When you're coming up with a small pistol, the likelihood of you having a precision rifle grouping at 15 yards gets lower and lower. But for the first few magazines through this gun, through a very subcompact pistol, that's very light and tiny, it was fantastic. So that being said, I absolutely, based off, I think it was 4 to 6 magazines somewhere in there, that I put through this gun, would absolutely take it to a training, 100%. How much time we got in segment? Because I may throw another cliffhanger out there.
Well, you got to throw it now because we're about to go into the break.
All right. Well, the type of way I carry this has changed, and I'll explain that when we come back.
We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key inflation barometer shows prices rose faster than expected last month. Numbers out from the Labor Department Wednesday show the PPI, the price businesses get for what they produce, jumped by 0.4%. The report comes despite efforts by the Fed Reserve to fight surging inflation. The Biden administration says it plans on reassessing the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia in the wake of OPEC Plus's drastic cut in oil production. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the administration has no one to blame but themselves for the country's energy shortage.
This is a real self-inflicted wound. He threatened our energy energy companies not to produce. And now, as a result, he has to go to the Saudi, to the kingdom, and threaten them to produce more energy.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Zeke Stout, we've been doing the cliffhangers. I need to get some like soap opera music. When we were here last time, Zeke was about to tell us how he changed the way he carries his gun now that he has the Sig P365 Macro. I just need to get like
macro.
I just need to get the As the World Turns music or something. I'll work on that. I will have that next time we do this. So tell. So what did you do? What have you done?
So, and this is kind of cool. We're talking about carrying. So this segment can carry into the other subject matter you want to talk about. But I've always been fascinated by the types of carry. My entire life as a carry permit holder and someone that carried a weapon, I've always had it 4 o'clock on my hip. It's just been the most comfortable. I have trained before with appendix. And personally, and I know this is a big debate, personally, I think appendix is a more efficient draw stroke. When you have to lift up with your left hand your shirt, draw the gun from your 4 o'clock on your hip, then you have to bring your left hand while dropping the shirt up to the front to couple your hands together, right? If you're appendix, you're lifting up your shirt to where your hand's going to be in the position to couple with your gun hand already. So you're taking a few milliseconds out of the equation, and I think it's a more efficient draw stroke. Unfortunately, people who have met me and seen me, I got a little gut. I got a little pooch up front. So sitting down while carrying appendix has always been a little tougher for me, especially since I carried a Glock 19. It would just dig into my thigh when I sat down. Well, then I would get holsters that I could adjust to where it'd sit up higher. Well, then all of a sudden the slide and the grip would pinch my gut as I sat down. So it was no longer digging into my thigh, but now it's pinching my gut. And so what I would always do is if I was out walking around the mall or something, I'd have an appendix, and then I'd slide it over to 4 o'clock when I sat down in the car or whatever. And it's just a pain. And not only that, I'm now revealing to people in the parking lot or a restaurant or wherever I go to sit down, oh, he has a gun on him. Well, that's negating the point of concealed carry. I don't want to be a target. I don't want people to know that I have a gun on me, because that's going to make you a target instantly. Already I'm 6'7", so I already stick out like a sore thumb. With this macro, I'm like, okay, let's see if I can appendix carry it. As comfortable as I've ever felt. And I am now appendix carrying. So I'm looking forward to the first training I get to go to, where the entire training I'm going from appendix. So that'll be good. But yeah, that's a very comfortable gun to carry appendix carry, because it's slim. It's lighter weight. Sorry, I had to hit the cough button again.
Okay. Well, you know, coughing is actually it's a real thing. It actually does happen. But one thing I was going to ask you, have you already got a holster for that? You must have.
I do. Well, here's the bizarre thing. Not a whole lot of people are making macro holsters yet. If you work in media in this industry, all of us have a box of holsters that we've been sent to try out. And there's some really good ones. In fact, DeSantis, who is a sponsor of the show, makes that Pegasus Kydex holster.
That's a really good holster.
It's a really, really good holster. And I had a Glock 17 holster for that. And I knew that it would be way too long. But it was the only holster that I slid this macro into that had retention, that covered the trigger guard completely, and did not press the mag release, because the Glock 19 one I had would hit the mag release and drop the mag. But it was almost like it was made for it. Well, here's the unfortunate problem. It was about 2 inches longer than the slide was at the macro. So what did I do? Dremeled that sucker down and melted it to where I could smooth over the edge, and it fits it perfectly. It has perfect retention. I can shake it upside down. It doesn't fall out. So I've been carrying with that DeSantis holster for Glock 17. I will feel a lot more comfortable when they come out with that Pegasus that is made for the macro, just because it's made for it. But all of the safety steps that you look for in a holster, those check marks, those boxes got checked off with this Glock 17 one. But it works great. It works really, really well. And I like it a lot. But yeah, the appendix side, but it goes to what you and I were talking about before the show. We don't have a whole lot of options in places as males of our species to carry, you know, unless you want to start getting the swinging holster, shoulder holster thing, but.
Well, so like there's this one holster, I don't know what they call it, but it actually goes down below the belt line. You grab a flat and pull it up, and that's if you're wearing a
belt. Oh, that thing scares the heck out of me.
Yeah. See, I wear a lot of gym clothes. Mm-hmm. So I found that for me, because I don't have to dress up to go anywhere, nobody cares what I look like. As a matter of fact, if I walk up on them and I'm wearing a three-piece suit, they're like, wow, this guy's really, really, I mean, I don't know, maybe we're paying him too much or something. Whatever it is, I dress like a slob. And as I dress like a slob, one of the things that I do is that I use sticky holsters. Now, the thing I like about a sticky holster is you can position that anywhere you want to. You can position it as an appendix holder, but you, like you, I have aged. I have taken lots of steroids. I've had open heart surgery, and I have, let's just say that my stomach gets where I'm going a little faster than the rest of me.
You got a pooch. We can say pooch.
Yeah.
We're still manly if we have a pooch, right?
that's the dad bod. And as supposedly,
yeah, exactly.
On TikTok, they supposedly love that. So anyway,
sure.
Anyway, so I go with that, but I mean, the thing is, like you're just, well, like you were just talking about, we either have the belt,
mm-hmm.
or we have a shoulder holster or some sort of harness, a chest holster, which is basically a shoulder holster that swivels around that's on our chest, which is impossible. Right. Unless you're wearing a caftan, unless you are a Buddhist holy man, you cannot conceal a chest holster.
No.
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not. And the shoulder holsters, unless you have a super confident button around the button strap around, we all try it because we grow up seeing movies with the cool private detective that has the shoulder holster and he draws from it. But then when you try it on, you're like, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever worn. And you start training and you realize it's safer to have a retention kydex of some sort, unless, like you said, the sticky holster. And one thing, you know, a little caveat with the sticky holsters, and you know this, but don't carry a sticky holster if you're wearing workout clothes or whatever, because reholstering in a you-know-what-hits-the-fan situation is tough and dangerous because those flaps can fold down and get in the trigger.
Oh, you have to pull the trigger out. I mean, you have to pull the entire holster out and stick it back in it. That's the only safe way to do it.
Exactly. So those have a use, you know, and I think the perfect use for them is out running or in the gym or whatever. Because Kydex is kind of not practical with gym shorts. It pulls your shorts right down.
Yeah.
But women do have a lot of other options, and there's a few options. Oh, wait, are you ready to cue the soap opera music?
Well, we're about to come on the last break. We'll pick it up when we get back. As we leave off, women do have more options to carry, and we're going to be suing somebody very shortly over that.
Oh.
This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and this is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. When we left off in with Geek Out, with Zeke Stout, we were lamenting the fact that, you know, once again, men are, while everybody comes after us because of the supposed patriarchy or the hierarchy or whatever the archy is, women actually have more options to carry a gun concealed, don't they? Legitimate options.
They do, and, you know, from talking to, you know, whether it's my girlfriend or other friends that I have that are female, they don't realize how many options are out there. You know, I'll bring up some friends of both of ours, Flashbang Holster, Lisa, Looper, and Julie. Lisa's got a new last name, I can't remember. But Lisa and Julie at Flashbang Holster, they came up with the concept where it clips to your bra, and you think, whoa, wait a minute. That's a little fishy or shady, but they have really good kydex holsters that are part of this functionality, so there's really good retention. And, of course, the funny name, Flash, you pull your shirt up, bang, you now have your gun out on the perpetrator. But they've got really good stuff, but then they've also got women's holsters that they can use in their waistband and all kinds of other places. But that's one of them. That's just one of the good products that are out there to help women carry in different ways. But you hear a lot of women that are professionals, you know, whether doctors or lawyers or any kind of other big profession where they have to wear a suit to work. And a lot of these suits, the women have don't have belts. You know, they're just very well-fitted pants. And as we were just talking about carrying a kydex holster and gym shorts, same kind of problem. You know, if you put a kydex holster like we would carry, starts to pull their pants a little bit down. But they've got, you know, holsters that are good for around the ankle because typically their pants might be a little bit longer or, you know, back to the flashbang or there's so many different things, including off-body carry in their purse. And it is 2022, and there are some guys I've seen carrying around Merces or whatever they call them, the man purse things. But typically, guys aren't walking around with a bag. So it's a little tough for us to have it, but they have purses that are designed with pouches that not just, I would never recommend throwing a gun in a purse. That's just not smart. But they have little, almost like Molly loops in these pouches where you can put a Kydex holster in there and not have to worry about something getting in the trigger guard and making the gun go off. So yeah, there's lots of different options, including, and one of the coolest ones, and of course, guys around the world think it's sexy when they see this in a movie, but a woman's got a dress or a skirt on, and so they've got the thigh holster. That's another one. Guys, unless we're walking around in kilts, it's kind of hard for us to have a thigh holster that's functional and easy to access our gun.
Although, I could imagine that was stopping an assailant if I pulled up my kilt to draw my gun.
Oh, they'd stop. Yeah, they'd be like, "Oh, no, dude, I don't want to rob you."
I said your valuables. I don't want none of that. Thanks very much. Anyway, but you know, I see lines of clothing coming out with holsters built into it, like leggings and compression shorts.
Yeah.
And I mean, leggings nowadays, that's a fashion choice for a lot of people.
It is.
A lot of people run and see. There is a line of clothing out there for guys. I can't remember who. They're out of Georgia, and what they've done is they take a pair of sweatpants or shorts and put a belt on the inside of it.
Oh, nice.
And then you can clip to the belt, which is still secured around your waist, but you're still wearing gym shorts. You know, the problem with that that's not a really hard thing to do, and they charge a really high price for a pair of pants. For a pair of gym pants The other thing is that they don't get out there and look at people that are big and say, "We'll make pants for them too."
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing as far as that goes. But the gun carriers that have been carrying guns for decades are aging and they still want to carry guns. I don't. That's not a thing that I don't want to do. But women, I mean. Do you know anybody that uses a corset holster? Do any of you know more women that carry guns?
Yeah, the is it Crossbreed that makes the brand the belly band?
Lots of people make.
I can't remember.
Band. I have a belly band. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. And there's some that are better than others. You know, some of them I've seen some that are just an elastic band, and they call it a holster band. I'm like, dang, no way I'm wearing that.
Yeah, that's not exactly very good. The other thing is they always come, like I want one with room for two spare magazines.
Yeah.
And most of them that come, they have room to have your gun on either side, and the spare magazines are in the small of your back. In that level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's
And I don't like small of the back carry. The reason being, you know, whether it's a magazine or a gun. I spent 13 years in the medical field before I was in the gun industry, and I've seen a person come in with a cracked spine. I mean, they're not paralyzed, but they slip on ice or in water or whatever, and they land on their gun, on their back, and it chips a chunk out of the bone.
Yeah.
There's some inherent dangers because typically when you fall, your body's proprioception starts falling backwards because it feels safer than landing on your face and your front of your body where there's more visceral organs, not as well protected. So your body tends to fall backwards in a flailing fall kind of vibe. And if you land on, you know, a metal pistol, it's not going to be good for your spine. That's kind of why I don't like fall the back. And I would imagine a magazine, especially if you, let's go with the 365 macro. Got metal magazines. You know, it's not going to feel good at all.
No.
So.
I think that's why more people carry Glocks, because the spare magazines feel good.
And that was another thing I learned about the macro. The magic that they use to get that many rounds in there.
Yeah.
It's because the polymer of the Glock magazine has to be thicker or the tolerances won't hold all those rounds in the pressure.
Right.
So the polymer has to be thicker, where if you have a steel magazine, you can make it super thin and fit more rounds in the magazine.
You were talking about small the back. One of the things that I did early on, because I carried a gun for 2 decades without a permit, because there were none to be had. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I was going to carry a gun anyway, and I carried in the small of the back, and that's because apparently I have untreated scoliosis, which also,
oh, wow.
Even when I have abs showing, I have a pooch, as you would say. So there's only so far I can take it. And but now the, with the scoliosis, I have a curve in my back big enough to where I could, you know, get one of those Mossberg 12-gauge pistol grip, and probably conceal it back there. So for a very long time, that was the best way for me to conceal it, and I did carry that way because, you know, I was carrying illegally. But, you know, that's and I've drawn from there. I've drawn from there twice. Now, I didn't go, I didn't go train that way because, well, you know, I just didn't. But all that being said, I never thought about the falling on it part. Then I started thinking, well, with scoliosis, I'm sure this is not going to be good because the way my back arches, the barrel would be dug into it. It would be like a pinpoint impact that would push that in there, and I'm sure that would hurt. I've fallen and cracked that a few times.
Yeah.
And there's just no way around it. There's no way to, I mean, you get out there and I had to drive a truck after I did that one time. They had to send somebody out there because it almost made me faint when I fell.
Sure.
And, every time I hit a piece of gravel in the road, I could feel that.
Gotcha.
So I do get that. But, hey, we're about to run out of time. So, first of all, thanks very much for taking the time to do Geek Out with Zeke Stout as you're out there recreating and having a good time in the working thing. And, as always, check out MGS Trade School.
MGS.edu.
MGS.edu. A new trade awaits you, and it isn't going to cost you that much. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.